Good morning. Here we go. Okay. 8:40 a.m. on Monday, October the 7th, 2019. Good morning. Official ambient temperature 35 degrees. It was 38 outside my back door. I am more than dressed for it. In fact, I'm dressed for... I think I'm dressed for 18... Well, not quite 18 degrees, but certainly 28. I put on my my heavy fleece hoodie and my deep winter parka. I'm wearing my heavy gloves. It's more than enough. I'll fess that up real fast. But it beats the hell out of being cold, I'll tell you that. Okay, put the thing back in my pocket. Nice thing about the parka is that it has a shoulder, an upper arm pocket that the phone slips into very nicely and rides along without tugging on the cords or anything. I do need to bleed off some of this extra heat. It's getting to be a bit obnoxious. Oh yeah, look at that. There's frost on the roofs. The north sides of these houses here. North and west sides. They all have little coatings of frost on them. It was a cold night overnight. They're still talking about snow on Wednesday, Thursday. Which is typical for Colorado. We usually get snow in October. And then nothing else until... Yeah, we'll get one or two little snowstorms. One of them, I remember one, was 12 inches. We got a 12-inch snowstorm in October. We've had some pretty heavy wet snowfalls while the leaves were still on the trees. Just rips the hell out of the trees. Limbs down all over the place, power outages. A lot more reds and oranges, speaking of leaves. Walking past an aspen tree now, the edges of the leaves are turning golden. So I got an hour plus of writing in this morning. It wasn't a lot of words, but it was finding and patching a lot of small holes. There are some continuity errors here and there that I've been working on. Crossed off two of the missing scenes yesterday. I should be able to cross off another one or two today. I think I'm getting down to the wire here. Comes a lady with a white lab. That's not the lab, it's a dog off in the neighborhood there somewhere. Some blue jays playing at the top of a tree over there. They're being quiet this morning, I'm not sure why. For all that it's chilly, it's currently quite a lovely morning. There's a lot of real blue sky. There's just a smatter of clouds off to the east. I'm just walking along enjoying the morning. It's really nice. It's funny how aware I am of aromas like gasoline and exhaust. The air is clear enough that when a car goes by, particularly if it's closer or the wind is just sort of drifting in my direction, not like there's a lot of wind here this morning, you smell the exhaust, and it shows up like, there's no background aroma to mask it. It's like, okay, car's going by, oh yeah, smell the exhaust. I am not talking today. Part of it is that I've got so much going on in my head with the story and stuff that I want to do today that I can't really talk about. Not my story to tell, as they say. It's good stuff, I hope.
thinking about story structure.
One of the Facebook groups I'm in is doing a nano prep month, and every day there's a new prompt. It's like, okay, who's your main character? And, is the setting important? And today's was, do you have a particular story structure you follow? And it got me thinking about the four act Kishinkotsu structure. I think that's it. Kishinkotsu. There's a four act structure that comes from Eastern tradition of storytelling. Get ready to say it with me. Blog post. Where it's conflict free. There's no big antagonist. There's no big conflict. There's no there's no showdown. At least in the way that we think of it. One of the exemplars is Kiki's Delivery Service, which I have to rewatch, I think. But when I think about story structure, Blue Jays are picking up the pace here a little bit this morning. Good morning, Blue Jays. That's a different one than the ones we saw across the way, but still. When I think about quarter share, when I think about half share, and even to a certain extent full share, those are much more in the spirit, if not the actual structure, of Kishinkotsu. I can't remember now how to pronounce it. I can do it when I have the word in front of me and I can sound out the syllables, but bear with me. And I really got away from that because some of the early complaints were that nothing ever happens, that there really wasn't a plot structure that fell into recognizable patterns for a large number of my readers or listeners in those days. And so I tried to get back to a more recognizable structure. With three recognizable acts, with having antagonists, with having a little more direct conflict. Didn't work out very well. Well, it worked out okay, but the problem with it is that I now have the guy who started out poor, no skills, no agency, now having an education, his own company, he's surrounded by a surrogate family, and engaging in things that are no longer small stories. They're no longer the stories of a guy just trying to make a living in a hard universe. I mean, in a certain sense, his stories still are, but the story that surrounds him is much more much more like the stories that I don't really want to be writing. And I'm at a bit of a loss at the moment as to where to go with that. In a certain sense, you can see the same sort of evolution in terms of Miles Rakosigan, the Lois McGrath-Pujol's character, as he grows up from young Miles to be the super spy. The Admiral. Sarah says that Natalia and Zoya have the same problem, and they took the jump from the academy just starting out to wealthy in really just a couple of years, and that's it's nice, it's great for them. It's just like, are these the stories that I want to be writing? Are these the stories that only I can tell? And in a certain sense, well, yes, but in another sense, it's like, are these the only stories that I could tell? Are there other stories I could find? Are there other things I want to write about? And I think there are, but I just figure out what they might be. Okay, this is, I guess it's getting really warm. I'm almost at the end of the long eastern reach. And the sun is shining full on the front of my body. So the ambient temperature right here is probably closer to 50 than 30, but... Unzip some of the stuff. That I'm still reading, almost obsessively reading, this Chris Hechtel series, The Wandering Engineer. I'm finding it impossible to put down, in spite of the horrible production values. It's much more the kind of story that I would see Ishmael's story being. It's much more the kind of story that Ishmael started out to be telling. And so from that perspective, I think it's really interesting that I am so stuck into this thing. In the first book, he doesn't make any mistakes at all. He's perfect. The second book, he's a little more flawed. I'm in the third book now. He's really got some blind spots. The story itself, he's a little richer character. It's interesting to watch. It's interesting to watch it develop and to see how it shakes loose. Am I reading the third book or the fourth book? I don't remember now. It doesn't matter. It's a 7-book series, and I suspect I'm going to go right straight through to the end. My TBR pile keeps building up behind it. I don't care. I'm just enjoying it. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is still delightful. I'm enjoying it a great deal at the showdown with her father. Tony Shalhoub really is a good actor. Morning. Anyway, I'm coming up on the back gate. I'm glad I got my writing in early because I don't know how much writing I'm going to get in today. We'll see how it works out. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.